Books on Tape presents Politics Lost, How American Democracy Was Trivialized by People Who Think You're Stupid, by Joe Klein. Read by Terrence McGovern. If you agree with me on 9 out of 12 issues, vote for me. If you agree with me on 12 out of 12 issues, see a psychiatrist. Edward I. Koch, running for mayor of New York, in 1989. Prologue. On the evening of April 4, 1968, about an hour after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, Robert F. Kennedy responded with a powerfully simple speech, which he delivered spontaneously in a black neighborhood in Indianapolis. Nearly 40 years later, Kennedy's words stand as a sublime example of the substance and music of politics in its grandest form, for its highest purpose: to heal, to educate, to lead. But also, sadly, they represent the end of an era, the last moments before American political life was overwhelmed by marketing professionals, consultants, and pollsters, who, with the flaccid acquiescence of the politicians, have robbed public life of much of its romance and vigor. Many people believe Kennedy was standing on top of a car in the midst of angry chaos when he addressed the crowd that night. Actually, he spoke from a podium on the back of a flatbed truck, and the crowd was quiet and orderly and unaware until Kennedy told them that King was dead. It was a cold and extremely windy night. The only light came from floodlights trained on the podium.